Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed on Tuesday to a proposal by U.S. President Donald Trump for Russia and Ukraine to stop hitting each other's energy infrastructure for 30 days, and gave a corresponding order to the Russian military, the Kremlin said. The Kremlin said in a statement that the two leaders had a detailed and frank exchange of views on Ukraine during a phone call, in which Putin had said that a resolution of the conflict must be comprehensive, sustainable, and long-term, taking into account Russia's own security interests and the root causes of the war. The two leaders discussed a U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire, to which Ukraine agreed last week. The Kremlin said Putin had raised significant points about monitoring such a truce and preventing it from being used by Ukraine to mobilize more soldiers and rearm itself. It was emphasized that the key condition for preventing the escalation of the conflict and working towards its resolution by political and diplomatic means should be a complete cessation of foreign military assistance and the provision of intelligence information to Kyiv, the Kremlin said. Earlier, the both sides said the talks, which began at 10 a.m. ET, 1400 GMT, had later concluded. White House Chief of Staff Dan Scavino had said earlier that the call had been going well. Kirill Dmitriev, a Putin envoy, said that under the leadership of Trump and Putin, the world had become a much safer place. Ukraine has already agreed to the U.S. proposed ceasefire in Europe's biggest conflict since World War II, in which hundreds of thousands of people have been killed or wounded, millions have been displaced, and towns have been reduced to rubble. Putin, whose forces invaded Ukraine in February 2022, said last week he supported in principle Washington's proposal for a truce, but that his forces would fight on until several crucial conditions were worked out. Trump hopes also to secure progress towards a longer-term peace plan, which he has hinted could include territorial concessions by Kyiv and control of Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said before the call that Trump and Putin would discuss settling the conflict in Ukraine and normalizing relations between Russia and the United States, and that they would speak for as long as they deem necessary. Peskov said there was already a certain understanding between the two leaders, based on a phone call they held on February 12 and on subsequent high-level contacts between the two countries. Zelensky says sovereignty not negotiable. Trump's shifts in U.S. policy and his overtures to Putin since returning to the White House in January have left traditional U.S. allies wary. Ukraine and its Western allies have long described Russia's invasion of Ukraine as an imperialist land grab, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Putin of deliberately prolonging the war.